You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill. This is Coon Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're in Tony Sims' new gym. Has it got an official name, Tony?
Still the same name, Metrium Gym, at the minute, unless someone else wants to.
Is that a plug for a sponsor?
Chuck a few quid in, we'll call it something else.
Very serious looking, Conor Ben, but you've just done multiple rounds of sparring today. How was that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just sharpening the knife, so fitness ain't ever a problem for me. You get fit quick, it's just a matter of sharpening the knife, and yeah, that's what we're doing.
Almost exactly a month away, Tony, before obviously Conor's fight with Granados. So, yeah, just a summary of how he's been looking in the gym.
Yeah, we just started to pick up the pace now, so we're picking it up on the sparring now, and he done a good 8 rounds today with 2 different sparring partners. And we know that Granados gets himself in tremendous condition. You know, he's had a lot of our 12 rounders, so we know what he brings to the table. And Conor's already in good condition now, and as you say, we've got another 4 weeks to go, so time the 31st of July comes round, he'll be in great shape.
What dangers does Granados potentially pose for you on the 31st that you haven't previously experienced, do you think?
He comes in and he comes in there to rough you up. I mean, he sets a fast pace, sticks his head on his chest, and, you know, lets his hands go. We've seen loads of Mexicans come over and derail British prospects and British fighters. So it's only about time I set the score right. And, you know, they're hard as nails, they're hard as they come. And they're tough, they're durable, and his work rate's second to none. So, but then again, you know, I ain't really worried about what he brings to the table. I know what I can do. I know what we've been working on. And I never worry about what my opponent brings. Never. I know what I can do, and I know what I got the tools in there to do what I need to do to get a win.
Same question to you, really, Tony, after obviously impressive wins over Formella and Vargas. A different kind of testing, Adrian Granados, for Conor.
Yeah, as we were saying, you know, he gets himself in tremendous condition. You know, he brings the heat. He likes to fight on the inside. And, you know, he's a tough fighter, and he's been in with all the best in the world. He's had a couple of good wins, actually. He beat Amir Imran a couple of years back. And he also, everyone thought he beat Adrian Broner as well. I definitely thought he should have got that decision, and it went the other way on a split decision. So, you know, he brings a good record with him. He, as I say, he's fought all the world, top world level fighters. And it's another good experience fight for Conor Ben to, you know, to get in with a fighter of his calibre, you know, and mix it up with him. And I think each fight he's getting better and better. You know, he's 24 years old, and he's ranked in all the 4 sanctioning bodies. So, you know, everyone knows him in the States now. I mean, we've only just come back from, obviously, Las Vegas, where Martin Ward fought. And as Conor said, he was surprised to see how many people knew him in all the gyms over there, you know, coming up to him. And, you know, like the Vargas fight, I think, really put him up there with that sort of win, like one round win over Vargas that no one's ever done before. And we actually spoke to Vargas when we was there by FaceTime. We just missed him, actually, because he was training in Clarence Adams' gym. And we went down there to train that day, but he'd only just gone back home. But what a lovely man he was. And you had a good chat with him, didn't you, on the FaceTime?
Yeah, he's a funny guy. We've spoken previously as well. Do you know what I mean? Ted. Yeah, he was. Yeah, he's a lovely guy. We've spoken before. And he really thought he could beat me. And I really knew he couldn't.
Because he was a bit aggravated by the stoppage, wasn't he? He was very vocal after the fight about that. But did you actually have that conversation about the stoppage of your fight?
Well, in the ring, he didn't know what hit him. Because he was the sort of dazed when I spoke to him, he's gone, what happened? That's what he said to me. I swear, I'll try and get the footage. He's gone to me, what happened? And I've gone, well, what do you mean? Like, and then I just sort of left it at that. And then I see him afterwards, he reckons it got stopped early. But I mean, it definitely stopped him from getting knocked out. Do you know what I mean? You're taking a barrage of punches, and it ain't no good for you. Do you know what I mean? Without an answer, and they're all landing. You know, landing 99% of the shots. So, yeah, just you can't complain about that sort of stoppage. But then again, he was expecting it to get a few rounds out.
Tony, when I did an interview with Connor probably around, I don't know, a couple of months ago before that Vargas fight, you know, he made a point of people should stop referring to him as this improving fighter. He is where he is. Like, he's kind of past that prospect stage where people keep saying, oh, he's improving. It's just, it's kind of been his now, not the finished article, but he is where he's at.
Well, these fights are going to, you know, bring him to the finished article. You know, like Granada, Vargas, they've fought all the best in the world. And these sort of fights are going to bring him to that point of where eventually he's going to fight for the world title. And he needs these fights, he needs this experience. As you say, he's not a young, like, up-and-coming fighter anymore. We're world-ranked. And, you know, when you're world-ranked, then you've got to start fighting, you know, world-level fighters, you know, and that's what he's doing now. And, you know, I'm expecting Granados to bring the heat, as I said. And, you know, Conor's got to be smart on what he's doing, not leave himself open. You know, he brings a high work rate with him as well. So, you know, it's going to be another fight where Conor's going to go in there and he's got to do the business to keep his ranking going up and up, you know, and as we're saying, we're looking towards going for the world title.
We know you'll fight anyone if it makes sense for you, but is it fair to say that right now, at this stage of your career, that you're not ready for a world title shot? Or is that fair or not?
I think with a Vargas fight, because it ended so quickly, there wasn't enough for me to demonstrate. It's safe to say the power's world class. That's safe to say. My fight with Formella, yeah, I beat him more convincingly than Porter, but I'd done a lot of things wrong in that fight, which we had amended throughout the camp, ready to demonstrate on Vargas. But it obviously didn't go the round. So this fight, we'll see. When I look at, you know, for example, Ugas, WBA champion in my weight division, I wouldn't say I'm far off at all. You know, I'd say it'd be more of a risk now, definitely. But at the end of the day, we ain't in a hurry. You know, if I do what I believe I can do on Granados, which I'm very, very, very confident in me finishing him in the same way as Vargas, but under, you know, a lot more rounds, 6-7 rounds, I'd like to get hold of him and demonstrate everything we've been working on. Demonstrate, you know, patience, skill, accuracy, footwork, head movement, the speed, the power has improved so much. You know, then we can go from there. But, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if Tony's gone, listen, we've got this opportunity here, we'll take it. I mean, I work extremely hard in the gym so that when you ask me these sort of questions, I can go, do you know what? I wouldn't sound far off. I wouldn't sound far off whatsoever. And people will go, oh, nah, you know, you're too... You know, people will say it's impossible until it's done. You know, and I believe in myself. Tony believes in me. I believe in my work ethic. I believe in how hard Tony pushes me in. Each camp, I think we can't take it to a new level in every single camp we do. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. And, you know, I'd fight any of them.
It seems to have gone from kind of domestic level onto kind of those fringe level opponents that you're fighting now, you know, in Granados, the previous two opponents from there. So, these are the right fights to put him instead for any kind of potential world title shot. He's not going to, the sort of fighters that you are going to be fighting in your next sort of two or three fights and the previous two or three fights, these are the ones that are going to give him the most experience and the best chance of winning a world title.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, not only that, but you can see where he's at. You know, you can see the improvement, what improvement he's made, and you can see what improvements need to be made. Because when you reach the top of fighting for a world title, and you know, you've got to be ready. And it's not only that, if you manage to win the world title, then you've got to defend it. against all challengers. So you've got to be ready for that step. And as you say, these sort of fights are going to get him ready for that big fight.
People want to go, and I've been seeing this a lot lately. Because when I first turned pro, people were saying, I won't be able to do this, or when I get to this level, or that level, or this level, or that level, you can never win with the public. I just have to make that clear. At the end of the day, it's got to a stage now where, you know, if you want to watch, it'll be entertaining. But at the end of the day, my career is managed by Tony and promoted by Eddie. So I'm worried about no one else or what anyone else is saying or doing. At the end of the day, when I win the world title, they'll go, when you fight a real world champion, when you know, it's never ending. Do you know what I mean? But I work too hard, as I said. I work way too hard. People saying Formella was handpicked. If he's good enough for Sean Porter to fight, he's good enough for me to fight. Samuel Vargas, if he's good enough for this big-time puncher, knockout artist in Virgil Ortiz to fight, I can assure you now he's sure as hell good enough for me to fight. Someone who said that I was an English level at best once upon a time. Small hall fighter. I only am where I am because of the name. It's definitely good enough for me to fight. Someone who floored Amir Khan, one of the greatest welterweights, you know, to come out of Britain to win a world title. For Errol Spence, Danny, if they're good enough for all of them to fight, it's good enough for me to fight. The same with Adrian Granados. It's good enough for me to fight. Do you know what I mean? So I just had to get that point in there. They're good enough for me to fight.
So far in his career, he's answering, if he has got critics, if he has got people questioning some of the points that he brought there, all he can do is produce in the ring to kind of answer those questions. I'm not saying you're doing it for other people. I'm saying that if people are wondering, but he has answered everything that's been asked of him so far.
Yeah, and he'll continue to answer them, you know, and, you know, it's in his DNA that, you know, he's got the power in both hands, like we've always said. But what he's doing, he's learning his trade, and he's learning how to box, he's learning how to defend. Now, when he used the finish article, and he can box and defend, and he's got everything right in his armoury, you know, and the natural power comes into play, obviously it does. You know, and if he can outbox an opponent and then land the bombs in them on him as well, you know, then he's got everything that he needs to become a world champion. But these fights now are going to learn him that, you know, and bring the best out in him.
I was going to chuck this out there. I think you half like people doubting you.
Do you know what it is? Is it the beginning of my career? It was hard for me. Because it was just difficult. And now it's got to a stage where, like, just don't have none of it. Do you know what I mean? It is what it is. Keep doubting, innit? Do you know what I mean? I know what I can do. I mean, I know what I can do, innit? That's that. You know, people want to go, oh, yeah, I used to like you, but you've become too intense. And I don't support you no more. Well, if you don't support me anymore, you weren't a true supporter in the beginning anyway, so I ain't going to lose no sleep over it. But then again, massive thank you to all the people who do support me. But in the day, you lot made me this intense. After all my interviews, they used to be like, oh, yeah, you know, blah, blah, I was an excited puppy. And now it's got to a stage where, yeah, and what? Yeah, all you lot think, because it sits with you. It does when, you know, you're an English fighter at best. You're an English fighter at best. You're only where you are because of your name. You're only this. You're only that. You're only this. You're only that, blah, blah, blah. So it does have a toll on you. So now I've got to a stage where it's like, well, yeah, F you lot then, innit? I do what I do. I'll keep proving. And then even when I get to a world level, when I do win a world title, well, I'm already at world level. People still saying whatever they're saying. When I win a world title, they'll go, yeah, but when you fight her, yeah, but then it's never ending. So, and it's just like, that, it makes me not want to like people. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying, though, don't you?
I know what you're saying, but it's something, as you go on in your career, and Tony will tell you, that you're going to have to get used to that.
No, I know, but not many people do, because not many people, like, I mean, I didn't know I'd be like this. Do you know what I mean? You don't know until
what
you...
What did you think it was going to be like then?
I honestly thought it was like...
Everyone patting you on the back?
Yeah, mate. What do you mean? Why not? Why not?
That's not life in general, is it?
Yeah, but this is the only thing I've known. This is the only thing I know. You're going, it's not life in general. It's the only thing I've known. So how am I supposed to know that you get criticised for being who you are? How am I supposed to know you get hate for just breathing? How do I know that? You don't, until you're in that sort of situation, or you're in the limelight, or you're... I didn't know.
Do you want to weigh in on this, Tony?
I honestly don't care.
Do you get stick though, Tone?
Yeah, of course I do, but I don't care though. I don't care what people say, don't care what people think. As long as you think you're doing the right thing and the right move, that's all you got to worry about. You know, worry about what you're doing in the ring. Don't worry about what people say to you, because then people... So you get people on the way up, like you say, want to pat you on the back, and you get people that want to put you down. Either one of them people, they ain't helping you in the ring. There's only you in the ring against your opponent. So it's all you got to worry about is what you do in the ring and you're coming out victorious. And don't worry about what anyone else thinks. Because at the end of the day, when your career's over, none of them people will be there. The only people who will be there is your family and your really close friends. And you can probably count them on both hands. So you don't worry about what anyone else says to you or thinks of you. You just do your job and that's it.
Well, that was my dad talking to me then.
Facts. 100.
All right. Well, guys, thank you very much for having us down in the gym today. Have you just got anything else you want to add? Obviously, 4 weeks away from the start of fight camp and your fight with Granados, but have you got anything else you'd like to add before we go?
Just a massive thank you to my supporters who've been supporting me my whole career. I'm grateful. And many more great nights to come. So just a massive thank you. I won't be around without you guys. Say it from the bottom of my heart, so thank you.
He's just been crushing it in the gym, hasn't he?
Tell him.
Crushing it in the gym.
Yeah, just want to, you know what I want to thank, because we're in the new gym now and we're moved in. I just want to thank like my sponsors, really, that obviously without them, like Elite Scaff, RIS Wayne, without them sort of people, I wouldn't be able to do this move and get these facilities for the fighters. So I really appreciate everything they do. And a shout out to Dan Lawrence as well, puts a lot of hard work in, as well as me with the fighters, you know, bringing them into condition with their S&C and their diets. So that's it. Thanks, mate.
Final one on England. Confident that I think we'll make the final. Confident we can win it.
It's coming home.
It's coming, oh, it's coming. We want to say happy birthday to Coogan as well. He don't want people to know his birthday because the big
Friday.
One's coming up. The big one's coming up.
Let me sing it to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
You didn't know he was singing.
Happy birthday, dear Coogan. Happy birthday to you. Hip hip.
Red. You've gone all red.
Go on. Hip hip. Hey, babe!
Wee!
Go on, Coogs. How's your birthday week?
What's Come on. The age?
How's Blurt your birthday week? What's the age?
Blurt the age out, mate.
Go on. 40 and proud. Yeah. Fuck it. Been in the game a long time. Not as long as you, Tom, so.
That one's been here as long as me.
Right. Tony Sims, Conor Ben, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV. Thank you very much for having us down at the new gym here. Brilliant facility you've got here. So, good luck with that, and roll on Fight Camp. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.